This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Getting groovy on a Thursday, one day away from a Red Friday, the biggest Red Friday of the year thus far. I know that I'm hard.
Better believe it, on a Halloween, too.
Woo! Side note, won't be wearing red tomorrow.
Thanks for the warning, at least.
Yeah. I want to get blackballed from the show tomorrow. When, why aren't you wearing cheetah? I don't know.
I'm going to caption our stream tomorrow. Why isn't Dusty wearing red?
Yeah, of course.
Comment.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, even though it's Halloween, should Dusty still be dressed up in red?
Yes.
Okay.
Agreed.
Somebody said earlier on the text, we were talking about the Mooney restaurant, how I said it was a transfusion, but he said it's fusion.
Right.
Somebody said, Dusty, get it right. Transfusion's where vampires go to eat.
That's right. Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
get the blood.
Oh, this is B positive. I'm O negative.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what your blood type is?
No.
Mac?
I don't. The one that the Skeeters love.
Yeah, I have no idea. I have no idea what it is. No. Maybe it's O, B, or A, I would think.
Yeah, one of those then. Narrowed
O, B, A. But it is time, man. This is the week we all get geared up for. I say this every year. This is your cigarette game. Not advocating that you should smoke cigarettes, but this is that game where after it's over, you're going, wow, we did it again.
Right.
The regular season matchup, Bills versus Chiefs, a game that is, you know, never adds up to what I call the on-the-paper game, right? Like, you can put all the stuff on paper, but you got to play the field. You got to play the game on the field. This is that game, right? Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Buffalo Bills, Kansas City Chiefs, Sean McDermott, Andy Reid. Here we go again. This is the game. This is what everybody loves to watch every single year. This will have everybody kind of on the same field when you watch this game with your friends. Obviously, this game is in Orchard Park in Buffalo. Going to be a fun one, and everybody will get the same way. Everybody's up in arms and happy to see you when you have your watch party. Hey, I brought the dip. Hey, I brought the wings. Hey, I brought the whatever. And then the game starts, and everybody goes silent because you know the magnitude of this game. You know what this game continuously brings. And the one thing that it continuously brings is it brings the best out of both of these guys that are the quarterbacks of this team. You can take all the stats and put them aside. You can take all the numbers and put them aside. Yes, Mahomes has done way more than Josh Allen when it comes to a career. Yes, Josh Allen has his MVP, but this game always comes down to the same thing every single game. There's been one blowout, and it was the first year. This is now, what, the eighth time, they 10th time they played?
It'll be the 10th time they
Mahomes
played.
Mahomes and Allen? Here we go again, boys.
Well, and it's really, it's for the first time really in a while, it's a mandatory game for the Buffalo Bills to kind of win this thing if they want to keep pace with the New England Patriots and the rest of the competition in the AFC, because they have a couple of losses already on this season. They haven't been playing the best football. They kind of need a sexy win on their schedule, I think, anyway. At least I believe they need that kind of sexy win. This would be the sexiest of wins that you could get. But they're facing a Kansas City Chiefs team right now that not only is playing really good football, the best that they've played in years, probably. They're playing great football on offense. They're playing great football on defense. And the other thing that they have, as we've talked about, they've got that swag back right now. And so now you're dealing with a football team that's putting up points, scoring like crazy, stopping the opposition. They've given up 7 points in their last 8 quarters. I don't care who they played. It's hard to do that in the NFL.
14 in their last 10.
14 in their last 10 quarters. Yeah, I mean, so this is a defense that's absolutely flat out 100% been dominating, an offense that's been dominating. They've got their swagger back right now. They're walking into Buffalo feeling really, really good. But I also don't think it's going to be one of those arrogant, we're just going to throw up and put our helmets out there, because they were humbled. And they were kind of humbled in the first half against Washington. Let's call it what it is, right? And if they make those mistakes in the first half against Buffalo, Buffalo probably will capitalize on those mistakes that Washington did not. And if Buffalo makes those mistakes this week, you got to capitalize on them. Not like what we saw in that Washington game where you threw an interception back and whatever the hell else you did on those first couple of drives. So I think this is one where the Chiefs got to capitalize. Buffalo's got to capitalize. I think it's going to be a back and forth game. I think it's going to be one of those thrilling type of games. But at the end of the day, the Chiefs are just the better team right now. They're a better roster. They're a better coach. They're a better quarterback. Other than James Cook, they're better at every single position on that field right now than the Buffalo Bills are. Chiefs will win this football game, but it is going to be one of those thrilling type of games.
Yeah, you're right. I haven't really thought about the pressure aspect for Buffalo. But
huge pressure on Buffalo.
Huge pressure, and it hasn't been that way when they've played in the regular season before. Maybe one seed pressure, like trying to become the home field guy for all the playoffs, but hey, your division's in question for the first time in a long time, Buffalo. Not only that, you just talk about this season, this last month for them. Two losses, a bye week, and then you beat a trash Panthers team. At least the Chiefs can look at their schedule. And yeah, you're right, those first 2 weeks they did get humbled. But since then, man, yeah, they messed up against Jacksonville. They were able to right their wrongs in that first half against the Commanders. They beat up on a really good Detroit Lions team. I don't care. Yep. I don't want to hear about the injuries. They beat up on a Baltimore Ravens team that at that time was thought about as an elite team.
Yep.
Who the second half maybe was a little bit different with injuries. But still, this is a Buffalo team man, put up or shut up time for them, seriously.
And the difference for me is, as you mentioned, for the first time, Buffalo's kind of playing with that pressure on them. And they are. There's pressure. If they lose this game, man, people are going to start saying New England's going to take this division. The times that Buffalo plays the Chiefs under pressure are usually the playoffs, and they don't normally do well. And so that's where I look at the Sean McDermott versus Andy Reid kind of situation, and I say, who handles the things best? And it's Andy Reid. He handles everything well. Calm, cool, collected. I don't know that Sean McDermott necessarily does that. And I'll take Andy Reid every single day over what, you know, Buffalo has, or any other coach for that matter, in the NFL. So it's going to be interesting to see how Buffalo does play with that pressure, because a loss to that this week for them, I think, is a deflating loss. And same for the Chiefs. If they lose this game, maybe they don't win the division this year, right? There's still all of those things that are out there for the Chiefs as well. But the Chiefs play good under pressure. Buffalo, not as good.
In the two games Buffalo lost, to New England and Atlanta, Drake May was 22 of 30 for 273 yards. He did not throw for a touchdown. But wow. Stephon Diggs had 10 for 146. That was the Ramondre Stevenson pissed all the Travion Henderson fans off in fantasy, because Ramondre would get two touchdowns. New England would go on to win that game 23-20. When they would lose to the Falcons, you're going to find the common theme here. Michael Penix threw for 250 yards. You can throw against this team.
Yeah.
And if you can throw, who do you want throwing the ball?
Well, the guy we got.
Exactly. Yeah. With the options that he has to throw. We have never seen Mahomes have these type of options to throw. The best we saw was the 13-second game. We had prime Tyreek and prime Travis Kelce.
Right.
We're seeing what prime Travis Kelce has looked like in the first 8 weeks of the season. Again, leading the team in reception yards with 474, or whatever the number is. And when you look at what Patrick Mahomes has now with Hollywood Brown on the field, with Xavier Worthy, with Rashee Rice, with Travis Kelce, with Juju Smith-Schuster, oh my God, I've gone cross-eyed. You think of all these things. Is there, and can I say this, is there a possibility that we're about to see a Chiefs blowout of the Bills for the first time in 10 years?
We might. You know where I'm going to go tomorrow, then? Right?
35-0. Travis Kelce anytime.
Travis Kelce anytime touchdown. Chiefs win this football game. But you could say that, but at the end of the day, you play up to the level of your competition. Yep. Buffalo ain't cashing their chips in on this one, unless we see the Chiefs just blitz them early. And by blitz, I mean you're up 14-17-0, and it's still the first quarter or early second. But I just don't think that's the way it's going to play out.
What's the national narrative for Buffalo's side?
Well, Ed Oliver didn't play, so they didn't get any pressure to Mahomes. And he was No, I think it would be the era of Buffalo's window is closed.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like the era's over.
Because then they'd be what?
New England started.
They'd be three games behind New England?
Would it be? Yeah. Well, yeah.
Right?
At least two and a half.
No, they're 6-2, the Patriots are, right?
5-2. They've had a bye. Oh, well, you're talking about, okay, yeah, Buffalo 5-2, and New England is, you're probably right.
Yeah, 5-2 and 6-2.
6-2. And then New England has the head-to-head, so they have a game and a half lead right now.
And New England has a home game against Atlanta. You're taking Atlanta out of the dome.
Right.
Big there. So New England would be 7-2. The Bills would be 5-3.
Two-and-a-half game lead.
Yeah, that's a two-and-a-half game lead. That's
massive. And they have to play again in New England.
Yeah.
And New England, you heard Max say it, their schedule is a cakewalk.
Cakewalk, dude. They're not losing a lot of games.
A lot of my buddies are like, I think this is the year the Chiefs actually blow them out. He goes, I don't want two of them. It's two different friends. Both were like, I just don't know how they score against this defense. And I don't know how they stop this offense. Tell me where I'm wrong. And I'm like, you're not. Mm-hmm. But again, this game always is what we don't think it's going
to be. Great players raise their level of greatness. And when the two greatest players on the field are the two greatest players in the game at the quarterback position, neither guy is going to let down. Neither guy is going to let their team lose. That's why these games are so great. It has nothing to do with anybody else on the roster. It has to do with Mahomes versus Allen. And that's why they do need each other, because they do make these games great. They do make these games fun. Oh, Josh, you just threw a 75-yard touchdown pass. Here's one from 80. Oh, okay. Here's one going to my left across the field. Oh, here's one going to my right across the field. And it's like, anything you can do, I can do better. And that's the beauty of this rivalry. These quarterbacks are watching each other going, oh, okay, let me go top that. And then we see it, and it's great for us.
Well, asked this guy the question as well, but I can already hear him say, it's not going to be a blowout. There's just no way it's going to be a blowout by the Chiefs. That is Alex Gold's voice. He'll join us next. Plus, we go back to the candy bar analogy. Who is this team's Reese's Peanut Butter Cup? on the other side. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Alex Gold's got a real big dinger.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Isaiah Pacheco, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan. It's time for Golden Locks with Alex Gold.
Gotta figure out how to make money on this thing. It's simply too good.
This guy, the question was well, but I can already hear him say, it's not going to be a blowout. There's just no way it's going to be a blowout by the Chiefs. That's his Alex Gold dad voice. So we asked this question before we get into the Golden Locks. I got to turn the camera out, put your beautiful face on this camera. Now that Rob Collins is in the building, you now have the ownership of the sexiest man in the
building. Thank you.
Look out, Cougars. Alex is single. I won't CBU like some people.
Yeah, we got to talk about that. So did Dana Wright apologize for blocking
she
you
actually
the other day?
Did.
Yeah,
she
okay.
Did.
All right, so explain the situation that you had a guest in last Friday, and it was kind of like, oh, let's fix Alex up with this person.
Yeah, I don't want to embarrass the guest, but people can put two and two together.
Yeah,
I guess.
So
thank
Nate
you.
Taylor was in yesterday.
Yeah, that's exactly who it was.
And,
yeah.
And then Bink was in an earlier day this week. He got Dusty and me now, so we don't know which guest
right. From last week. Yeah,
I got a blue ass.
And so they finish with this guest, and Dana comes barging in trying to set her friend up with this guest, and we're like, whoa.
Yeah, we were wrapping up the segment. We were going to take a photo with the guests and everything, and we were talking, and then all of a sudden, yes, right before Dana's show, she just came barging into the door and said,
Typical Dana fashion.
Oh my God.
High energy.
Let me tell you, I've got a guy that would be perfect for you.
Basically.
He's the best.
Basically, right? High energy, yeah. Dana, right? And
she's like, yeah, so-and-so with this office is an assistant to this. And you got to look at him. Oh my God, he's a lawman and all this thing. And
she
took a selfie with our guests.
Set her up with Jungle Law?
She took a selfie with our guests and everything. And just, yeah. And so I told you guys about that. And then Dana must have heard you guys talking about it, or someone told her.
Yeah.
Like it normally happens. And she's like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I had no idea.
You did.
So she apologized and everything. Pretty funny.
Do you have a go-to first date spot?
I'm not going to share that on air. I would say
because obviously this guy goes on a lot of dates and he doesn't want to give away he's got a book of date one is here.
Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog.
No, I have there's probably three places I would quote unquote rotate through, but I'm not going to flat out tell you the place I would be because then the next time I say I'm going on a date, not that I'm that important, but there are people out there that will.
Your mother.
Will do that.
So. Yeah. Look at this guy. I mean, I'm not that I'm that important, but people are going to show up and try to see where I am on dates.
I love our audience. And you guys, Bob, you've done radio long enough. The text that we get at times about stuff like this is.
Yeah.
People would be shocked.
Right.
Anyway, so.
There's just so many women that are trying to get my golden rod.
Men's wieners.
I know that I'm hard. I love it. I absolutely love it. It's fantastic. We could all live vicariously through you. At least I did in New Orleans 1 year.
Gosh, that was a good time. That was a good time.
I love the look away laugh.
That was a good time.
It was 2012, right?
I was in college.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah.
That was before the Lewisburg rant.
Yes, it was. Which these donuts look amazing.
Got donuts 13 years later.
When the segment's over, I'm grabbing a donut. Absolutely.
What is it?
A donut?
Oh.
I'm not following.
I just thought it was a donut.
A donut.
Yeah, donut. Wednesday.
Oh, whatever. Yeah. Whatever, Dusty. Okay. You sound like the coach on the text line now. Yeah. That's what you're doing.
Yeah. Actually,
Jacksonville, they only gave up 24 points, not 31.
While we're nitpicking, can we please correct the board on here and have it written the proper way while we're criticizing everybody? So we have Dusty does a good job of writing the scores. And actually, it does come in handy. I appreciate it. But we have it's in reverse order. Okay.
That's who they play, and that's the score of the winning team first.
No.
Week
six, you have Detroit 30, -7. It should be City 30, Detroit 7.
But you know, the opponent and the score.
Yeah,
and
it's not that
and then there's a W next to the green.
Anyway.
It's really not that hard, Alex.
I'm just saying. It is actually written
Get
incorrectly.
Get back to your first date spots and don't worry about the board.
Yeah, Nobody says the Chiefs won, Detroit 17, Kansas City 30. Nobody says that.
No, nobody says that.
Anyway, that's just not the way that you read the board, yeah. Alex. You read it with the
team. That's how you wrote it.
Yeah, because it's weak, the opponent, and then the score. And the team that scores the most points has their score first, and then there's a W that lets you know the Chiefs win and Reds, L's, or losses.
The same way it's donut or donut. It doesn't matter. It
doesn't matter. At the end of the day, who the hell cares,
tell people
right?
where you donut on your date nights. Let's get to your favorite three-week run. Your favorites. You're in a three-week run here. Yeah. Golden Locks here on Fesco and Dusty.
Well, first of all, like favorites have been destroying for the last 3 weeks.
Insane, dude.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's hurt us in our Circa Millions, Dusty, a little bit.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, favorites last week went 11-2 against the spread.
But aren't favorites supposed to win? They're the favorite.
Yeah. If it was only that simple, right?
And Vegas would not exist.
Exactly. 84% of the time last week, favorites covered. Wow. And since week six, favorites are hitting at a 76% clip. And they're overall right now through a best win percentage through 8 weeks since 2013. So it's a heck of a run. It'll eventually reverse. I don't know if that'll be this week. If anybody had the answer to that directly, we'd all be rich. But there's going to be a week where it completely reverses. But enjoy the run right now. Whenever favorites are winning, it usually means like the common average everyday bettor is doing well because people... Mm-hmm. like betting who they perceive to be like clearly the better team. So just an interesting trend over the last couple weeks. And then tonight, Thursday Night Football, it's funny. Baltimore in this spot, I'm staying away from the spread. I don't think we've seen enough of Baltimore with Lamar Jackson, frankly, to feel comfortable about laying 7.5 points with the Baltimore Ravens. I actually like two bets in the game tonight, the total over 50.5. So it's a lot of points, but the over's hit in 9 straight Dolphins games. They're coming off a 4-touchdown performance from Tua. We know Lamar Jackson is back, and when he's played, the 4 games that he actually has played, they've scored a combined 57 points in those games, or had the game has had a combined 57 points. So I'm not sold on their defense, the Ravens defense either. I think both teams can move the ball a little bit tonight. So I'd rather go over 50.5 than betting the Ravens to win by more than a touchdown.
Do you think Lamar is going to dominate tonight? Are you taking any props with him? Because it feels like this is a game where he needs to go out and prove it, if you will.
He was playing well even in the loss.
Yeah, but with all this stuff surrounding him lately, the fake injury, cleaning the locker room out of games and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. Like I feel like there's a lot of pressure on Lamar right now.
Yeah, I think... The question more for Baltimore and Lamar is, will they get Derrick Henry involved? Like, I feel like Lamar is going to be just fine. It's whether or not Derrick Henry gets going. If you're wondering props, though, for Lamar, Bob, you brought up rushing for him. 33.5 yards.
I don't like that.
He's, of course, capable, but that is a very, very high.
Is that a big number, you think?
I do for a guy that's still playing his first game in... like a month,
and
3 weeks.
Okay, because of that.
No, I think he's healthy. And then,
Week 4, Baltimore lost 37-20.
Thank you.
I saw you looking at it. Yeah. I saw the confused look.
And then Lamar, 233.5 passing yard over under. Mm-hmm. I actually like that. And Zay Flowers would be the only other player prop on the Ravens side that I like. His over 68.5 tonight.
Yeah, I mean, both these defenses are terrible. That's the obvious, right? Like, neither one is very good. Mm-hmm. Tua had the best game of his year because somebody farted on his pillow and gave him pink eye, and he throws for 4 touchdowns, which is just ironic in itself.
He's too honest in his press conferences
Very.
A little too honest.
I couldn't see over the line, so I couldn't really see Jalen down there. You just don't say that.
Right.
And I look at this game, and I try to figure things out because I think I know what I'm talking about, which I never do. You got to think this is like... maybe Baltimore's got their guy back. There's a little bit more juice in the building. Like the addition of Rashee Rice, right? Like you see the up in the mantra of the team. But like, if this is going to be one of those games where the over could hit, you got to think it's the main guy on the Miami side is Achane.
Yeah, Achane.
With catches and receiving yards.
Yeah, I think it was probably a month ago we were talking about that, his trend of that. I think for me with Miami, if you're looking for a player, that Malik Washington, who is not a household name by any means, but since Tyreek Hill's injury, he's just gotten more work. And so in particular, Malik Washington has hit the over on his receptions in 12 of the last 16 games. So what we're talking there is over 3.5 receptions. Will he get 4 catches tonight? I think now with Tyreek Hill out, it's Waddle. Darren Waller's also now hurt. Yep, he was on a nice hot streak before he got hurt.
3 games.
I know. But he was awesome for 3, and then he got hurt. So, yeah, Malik Washington, the only thing I'll say about Baltimore, to your point of what I think the narrative is going to be, if they win tonight, they get the 3-5. The Steelers have the Colts this weekend. Cincinnati has the Bears. Joe Flacco's now even hurt as well. If the Ravens win tonight, everybody's going to say, oh, Ravens are back, and they're going to end up winning the division. So,
well, that's what we do after every game in the NFL. So, whoever wins, they're back.
So if you believe that Ravens are winning tonight, like, to me, you should fire on Baltimore minus 125 to win the AFC North. They would get to 3-5 to be a game back of Pittsburgh, who I think is going to lose to the Colts. I think most people do this weekend. And
in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I just... That Steelers defense stinks.
But that field is so bad in like Pittsburgh the that they may not be able to get the ground game going.
I think Max at Colts. I think he's on the Colts this week.
Oh, yeah, against the Steelers? For sure. Because, yeah, I think the Colts are very fake.
Because you bring up all the very
Steelers
fake.
Are very
oh,
fake.
Oh, I was like, whoa.
Sorry.
Whoa. How much is in that cider and donut you're eating over there? Don't it. So you said favorites cleaned up the last 3 weeks. Is there a favorite you don't like in this week? Because I'm just going down the docket here. Ravens minus 7.5. You probably like that, right? Now, is this just them to cover on money line or is it spread?
The favorite trend is on spread.
Okay, so Baltimore minus 7.5. You said to stay away.
Yeah, I'm not on that. Right? I'd rather do the total.
Detroit minus 8.5. I think Detroit's going to beat the absolute you know what out of Minnesota this weekend.
I think JJ McCarthy's not good.
Right.
So the favorite, to answer your question, which favorite do I not like this week? To me, it's going to be a game involving, once again, the Houston Texans. And last week, it burned us when we were talking about this San Francisco.
Yeah.
It's one of those where the line, you're just like, this doesn't make any sense. And usually those are the ones that are tricky. But San Francisco was a 1.5-point underdog against Houston last week, and they got their butts kicked by the Texans. And I'm still not sold on Houston, but here we are again. And it's, what, the Denver Broncos as 1.5-point dogs at Houston.
Right.
Houston's going to win that game.
That's the thing. It's like
Houston's winning that game.
You can overthink it because a natural reaction is like Denver plus 1.5. Come on, what are we doing? Mm. But there's no Pat Surtain. I just still don't think the Texans' offense is playing well at all, and I'm not sold on Stroud.
Because they're not giving Willie Marks the ball enough. Let that rookie do his
thing. He's
better
than Chubb at this point. Yeah,
absolutely.
I think so. So that's the one where, like, I want to take Denver so bad, but last week, and this is where, like, you don't want to overthink it. Just because it didn't hit last week doesn't mean it's not going to hit this week,
absolutely,
kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it's so that one's tricky to me.
The other one that's weird is New England being favored by 5.5 against Atlanta. I know New England's rolling. Mac Jones throws for 250 yards every single game. Mm. We love his product, right? It's rising. We like that. Drake May. We like that when it comes to the card game as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that same Atlanta team, they blew Buffalo out. And I get it. It was in Atlanta, but New England getting 5.5 seems a little too sexy for me.
I think New England's real though.
Like,
I think, and now the question is their defense, you know, at the level where they can shut down Atlanta? My thing with Atlanta is their play caller, Zach Robinson. Overall, they don't give the ball to Bijan Robinson enough. And this is before last week where he got shut down
his entire time in Atlanta.
And they got embarrassed last week. And so maybe you think they bounce back. I actually do like New England minus 5.5 in this spot. I'm all in on Drake May. I don't think he's going to win MVP, but he's clearly in the MVP conversation. He's got the third best odds right now. And we'll see with Ramondre Stevenson, their running back, who's a little banged up right now. If not, it'll be the rookie Trayvon Henderson that everybody wants to see more.
Please.
Anyway. And I think Hunter Henry has been a very good tight end for them so far this year.
And then you got that booty guy out there who's
LSU's,
been really solid.
Yeah, he's had a much better season. The first year or two in the league was looking like he was trending in the bust category. But yeah, I actually like New England in this spot.
Is this one, though, where Atlanta humbles New England a little bit? You know, coming off a bad loss, New England's kind of riding high right now. They're a young team. They don't know what they don't know type of stuff. Maybe they're buying into all this stuff. And this is one where Atlanta slips in and beats them.
Obviously, that's possible. I would say I thought that was the game after the Bills win. Like when Atlanta or when not Atlanta, when New England beat the Buffalo Bills, I was like, all right, what how do you handle it a week after? And I think they play like Tennessee maybe or something.
They did
the week after. And they were obviously just fine against.
Of course, it was Tennessee. It's a homecoming game. Vrabel getting everybody
it was.
Up.
So to me, they answered a little bit of the question you're asking there already. Like, how do they handle everybody hyping you up? Like, this is not the first week that Drake May is getting attention. Now, this has been going on for 3 or 4 weeks now at this point. Mm-hmm. And to me, Mike Vrabel, they're too well coached for that.
I agree with that statement. But also, too, the Atlanta Falcons, like, who gets up for them ever? I mean, like, it's the Atlanta Falcons. They're a nondescript type of football team, in my opinion, right? It's not where your guy used to coach. It's not where your guy used to play or, you know, all that kind of stuff that has a tie. This feels like a Jacksonville game for the Chiefs, you know, where you have that kind of just that lull in the middle of the season and you go, why are we having that type of lull? That's kind of what I'm looking at in that Atlanta game, too. I mean, I'm like, this could be one where maybe New England is sleeping a little bit because It's Atlanta. I mean, it's just, it's Atlanta.
So that's some of the NFL stuff. On the baseball end, do you guys think this series is over? Because I actually think there's a ton of value right on the board with the Blue Jays being up and heading back to Toronto. So we know the Blue Jays can clinch on Friday night in game six.
Mm-hmm. They're not beating Yamamoto.
But here, I agree.
I think it's seven now.
If you think the Dodgers come all the way back and win, the best bet right now, truly, you can make, if you think they can win Friday, is Shohei Ohtani MVP at plus 250. Because for the World Series pricing, right now, the Blue Jays are minus 240 to win. The Dodgers are 2-1 to win the series. Okay. Mm-hmm. We would all agree, right? If the Dodgers come all the way back down to win, who's MVP?
Ohtani.
Right? It's a no-brainer.
What if Yamamoto does it again, though, tonight?
So Ohtani's going to have to do something. Like, I think for them to come back, Ohtani's going to hit a home run or do something. And so the Dodgers to win the series plus 198, Ohtani to win MVP plus 250. Yamamoto is 13-1. I think what happened earlier in the series, I said it on the show 2 days ago. No, this will never happen. If the Blue Jays could win Friday, I would still give Shohei Ohtani the MVP. That's not how we do things.
Well, but somebody in baseball texted me yesterday. There was a guy who played for the Dallas Cowboys years ago.
Okay.
And I can't remember. I'm drawing a blank on the guy's name.
Your guy, Troy Aikman, yeah.
No, not him. It was like, I think it was like Super Bowl VI or whatever, right?
Oh, wow.
And they lost the Super Bowl. And the Cowboys lost, but a Cowboy was still the MVP.
Yeah, it's happened. I think it's like two times in NFL history or something.
Jerry West did it in the NBA.
It's happened a very few amount of times. And if there was ever a player, it'd be Ohtani. I just don't think in the year 2025, people are going to give an MVP to a player on a losing team in a championship.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, based on what he did, I would vote for Shohei to win MVP still.
Howley was the guy's name if anybody's scoring at home. And I'm like, because somebody texted me in baseball, they go, Ohtani could be the Chuck Howley of the World Series. I go, you think Toronto wins this thing? And this was before the game yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You know, but just talking about the MVP. But
look, I give Toronto a ton of credit. I don't know how many people have thought this was going to get to six, and let alone it be the Blue Jays up 3-2. I just think if you believe the Dodgers can still win the series or at least get to a game seven, you're holding some value. To me, Ohtani's the bet right now, just because I'd rather bet Ohtani at plus 250 than the Dodgers at 2-1.
What is Vlad's odds to win MVP?
He's the favorite.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah, he's the favorite because the winning team, look, it will end up being. Yeah. So he's
like
minus 195.
Taylor will win MVP. We don't need to go down that, of course.
It's waste their time.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Vladdy's minus 195.
Of course he is. Yeah, he's just been a stud.
Another Blue Jay. I don't know anybody else. I mean, well, there's really no path for any other Blue Jay to win.
No, there really isn't at this point in time. No.
Unless this kid that leads off, Schneider, does it again and again in back-to-back games. Then all of a sudden it's like he filled in for Springer. Like he did all this stuff. But again, what Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is doing is just absolutely nuts. All right, let's get to what really matters. Let's get to this Chiefs-Bills game.
Mm-hmm.
Bills are dogs at home. Plus 1.5 is what they are getting in this game. I asked the question before you came in here, and that's why I did your impersonation. Do you honestly feel the Chiefs could blow them out?
No.
Okay.
I don't. I think they're better. Like, it's weird because I feel more confident going into this regular season matchup than I probably ever have, which might scare some people. But the Chiefs are the better football team.
Yeah.
I mean, what have we seen from Buffalo, especially the last couple weeks, that suggests they're better than Kansas City? They don't have the better quarterback.
Just the running
back. They don't have the better coach. They have the better running back, but look what the Chiefs have done against running backs, whether it was Kroski Merritt and Saquon and Henry and Etienne and Genty, on and on and on. None of these guys have done anything on the ground. If anything, with Cook, I'm more concerned in the passing game. Mm-hmm. You know, that they get him out in the flat and the Chiefs linebackers struggle in coverage and James Cook is able to get some yards after the catch in a big way. That would be my biggest concern. But just because Buffalo looked great against the Panthers with Andy Dalton, I don't think that defense is solved. And then they lost Ed Oliver in the game.
Yeah, right, exactly. You
know, look, Josh Allen had a very vanilla game, right? Two rushing touchdowns,
he didn't have to do much. Yeah, because James Cook had 216 yards on the ground. Look, Josh Allen plays his best against Mahomes. Mahomes will play his best. These are two of the great quarterbacks in the league. I think the Bills will have their best effort. I think at minimum, it takes their best effort to have any shot at winning this game. I think the Chiefs cover the 1.5. I don't think the Chiefs are winning, look at these margins. They're not winning by 14 and 17. That would be incredible if that happened. I just think this is not the normal regular season match. We all know the history. The Bills win the regular season ones. The Chiefs win in the postseason when it matters. Who cares what happens in the regular season matchup? But once again, the Chiefs are not in a spot where they can, lay off the gas or anything. They're still in third place in the division, right? Mm-hmm. And obviously in the number one seed and seeding conversation, this is one that, to me, if you think they have a path for the one seed, this is a must-win game for that. So will the Indianapolis game.
You probably, if you're Buffalo, hate the fact that the Chiefs are in this position coming in. You'd rather have the Chiefs 8-0 coming into this thing.
I think so.
And saying, all right, we're 8-0, 9-0, whatever the case may be. You've got a Chiefs team that needs to get a win and a Buffalo team that needs to get a win. And we said earlier, when we've seen these two teams play with pressure, Kansas City wins every single time.
Right. Yeah. And Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, like the regular season on the betting in trends. I mean, during the regular season, Mahomes is only 1-4 against the spread, let alone as an outright, you know, loser in those spots or whatever. And usually they fail to cover by 6 points. I just think this is a different vibe for what you said, but also watching these teams play, I just don't think the Bills are as good this year.
They're not.
And the Chiefs, while the record isn't as good as it's been, I think we all recognize offensively, defensively, they're clicking better than anybody in football. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess the Colts would be the one argument, right?
Who do you like prop-wise in this game? I know they'll get more and more evidently clear. Yeah,
let's see if we have updated
closer
numbers yet. Let's
I mean,
see.
You would think with all the help, because like Juju again, I think is in that realm of like 14 and a half, 15 yards in receiving. I still kind of like that number as long as like, because we thought Monday night we're sitting in the box there, like, there it is. And then I'm like, you're like, now it's going to go up to like 18 and a half. And now you walk away from that number.
It's surprisingly, it's only at 12 and a half, at least at FanDuel receiving for Juju. So a couple bets that stand
12
out.
And a half.
That's what receiving I'm saying, yards. Man, it's free money every week.
He's like the Justin Watson from a couple years ago. Same line. Same about. Right. Yep.
I don't hate that. I also think not on the rushing. So James Cook, if you're wondering, his rushing over under is 75 and a half yards.
Under.
I would lean under, but what I like more is his receiving. Like I think he's still going to have a good game. He's a very, very special player. Over 11 and a half receiving yards for James Cook. I like that. I just feel like there's going to be some dump off to him at some point
he
in time
get
in the
that
game.
On the first play of the game.
He could. Screenplay or whatever. You know, if there's an area where the Chiefs defensively.
And if he doesn't get it on the first drive, he probably isn't going to get the big play.
That is when we will know a lot about how the game goes. If the Bills don't move the ball on the first drive, they're in trouble.
Yeah.
That's when you get Spags, and then he has a better counterpunch than anybody in sports, it feels like right now when it comes to making adjustments. So, yeah, I like James Cook on that. On the Chiefs end,
If the Bills go 3-and-out to start, the game over text may get sent at that point in time.
I'm sure you will. The rushing props, we don't have them yet. I'm fascinated to see what the numbers are for Kareem Hunt and Breshad Smith. We all know Pacheco's not going to play, it looks like, on Sunday with a knee sprain. And so right now, you can only bet Mahomes rushing 27.5. What do we think Breshad Smith yardage is going to be? Because that's the bet I think a lot of people are going to gravitate toward, assuming that his carries maybe go up.
Or, I think it'll be 23.5.
You total yards or rushing yards?
Rushing yards, sorry. Because you can't even bet him right now. That's why I'm curious what the numbers.
I bet rushing yards are 25.5.
It's probably about right. Yeah, 24
that's
and a half,
where
25
I put it.
A
somewhere under. Right there. And again, like Bob said earlier, that could happen on one play.
It could. Yeah. I just want, not how likely. Are they going to handle, or is it one of those games where the Chiefs just, I hope they don't, but just abandon the run almost.
Well,
just
like, you can't.
I don't think you can either, but I wonder without Pacheco if they feel like they can't wear down
Kareem
Hunt.
Which will lead into your next take. I think you could lead it because Mahomes' number for passing yards this game is 270.5.
That's a big number.
It's a big number, but he's huge. Got over.
You got to take the over. Buffalo's passing defense.
Three touchdowns in 250, four of the last 5 weeks, I think Mahomes has had. I think when these two quarterbacks play, I'll take over on Josh Allen props too. I think these two guys always
231.
They want to show each other that they're, you know, it becomes mano a mano.
The only
man.
Difference for Allen this go around is you feel like he's the one this time with his, you know, his hands tied behind his back a little bit on the weapons around him in the passing game. You know, like Mahomes has all the weapons around him right now. Josh Allen, they need to go trade for a wide receiver. Not going to have one before Sunday. Thank goodness.
Right.
Like who do you worry about in their passing game other than James Cook?
That's what I've been asking myself. I've been like telling these guys, I'm looking at the roster. I'm looking at the depth chart. I'm looking
at the numbers.
Shakir's good.
He's a really solid receiver.
Dalton Kincaid's good.
He had a good. He's been disappointing though for
their second leading receiver.
I know, but he's been disappointing. Like when he got drafted, everybody was thinking he's going to be trending towards being one of the top tight ends in the league, and I don't think he's that.
He's not. No.
But you're right. Like in there, someone's got to be number two in their offense. So yes, I just don't think in a if their offense had legit weapons, Dalton Kincaid would easily be the third or fourth option. He's maybe their best passing option other than Shakir.
Yeah, so I just look at it. And go, nothing really scares me. Nothing. I shouldn't say scares me. Josh Allen does, because that's what it's going to come down to. Is whoever you know plays the best and isn't afraid. Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes type stuff. I think we're just going to see an epic quarterback battle this weekend. I don't know that we're going to see an epic skill position battle. Yeah. I think the quarterbacks are anything you can do, I can do better, and I'm going to show you why.
The Bills
right
defense
here.
Is not good.
No,
so the Chiefs, they're like someone says, gold is wrong. The Bills defense is nothing. I just said that. the Chiefs are going to have success against the Bills defense. Yeah.
I agree that Kincaid's been a massive disappointment in turn to his draft profile. But just a quick stat here. He's got 21 catches. 7 of them are for more than 20 yards. He's their big play guy. So let's watch out for that.
What's up, Jaden Hicks and Brian Cook? That's where they're going to attack you, is right there in that safety zone. Danan Hughes today, like always on Thursday. What else you got?
Yeah, Danan Hughes is going to join us. We'll also talk a little bit about this offense and historically where it stacks up. Plus, Clark Hunt's comments on the trade deadline a little bit. We'll get into some of the rumors around the trade deadline and what they might do before we get to Tuesday afternoon.
Him and I are boys now, apparently.
You guys are close, yeah. Yeah, Dusty throwing some jokes towards Clark Hunt's way.
He laughed really hard.
He did laugh. He did.
Hey, it's good after a win.
Yeah. You don't do that after a loss, Dusty.
Oh, absolutely not. I'd be kicked out. Do not leave without getting a donut.
They look amazing.
Please and thank you, Alex. We appreciate it.
I'll fix that. You're gonna fix that board, or I'll do it.
Thank you. I'll do it for you, thanks, Princess. Man. I promise. That's Alex Gold. You'll hear him coming up here in a little bit from 10 to 2 with Cody and Drew. Coming up on the other side, we wrap this show and get you ready for a Red Friday on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Sorry, Mac, we're cleaning up the studio here because when you make a mess, you like to clean it up. Unlike Alex, left the mess everywhere as he left the studio.
Come on, man.
Yeah, it's a mess. It is a mess, so we'll get it fixed.
We've got a lot of great cider and donuts to clean up over there.
Yes, we do. The Lewisburg folks came in 13 years after the infamous cider and donut rant. We got cider and donuts, finally! As somebody put on X, you don't really need those now. I go, yeah,
that's true. They're still good, though.
Fantastic, yes, but not like it was back in 2012 when we needed them to cure our ills.
And we'll stop going, because you know what? It was a nice Sunday yesterday. I could have gone pumpkin picking! I could have had donuts down in Lewisburg and cider, but no, I watched your sorry ass play. All of us watched your sorry ass play when we could have been down at Lewisburg enjoying cider and donuts.
Mm.
Got it.
Yep. 13 years later, you know, that's Taylor Swift's favorite number.
I know. Is there a coincidence there? I think not.
Not a chance. It does look kind of cleaner.
Yeah, the board does. It looks a little bit better. Yep. Yeah. I liked it the other way. I like the L's in red and the W's in green. I'm not going to lie.
L's in red. We just don't have a
We don't have a red marker. Yeah. Okay. That really stood out with the L's. You knew when the losses were. You knew where the wins were right away. It was fine the way that it was. So
losses were in week 1, week 2, and week 4. Week 5.
Week 5. And other than that, you know, there is no more, more things going on. So.
Big game this Sunday. Don't forget to tune in this Sunday as the Chiefs take on the Bills right here on 96.5 The Fan. And a big thanks to our friends at Yuengling for their support of the Salute to Service Games. Yuengling, a true American lager saluting those who have served our great country. Here on 96.5 The Fan, 3 hours before the game starts, so noon, right? So Mac does his show from 9 to 10, and then Bink gives you some fire takes from 10 to noon, and then bang, Josh Briscoe takes over pregame, and then he does postgame, and you get Danan, Mitch, and Kling all on that pregame show and throughout the game as well. You guys ready for it? You there yet?
I'm getting there. I just now looking at a tweet that the Chiefs sent out, at Chiefs on X, formerly Twitter, and it says a matchup you never want to miss. And it's just three pictures of Mahomes and Josh Allen hugging from three different games. And I'm looking at that. I'm like, that kind of sums up everything we were talking about today as we're going through this game and kind of getting geeked up, you know, for Friday. It comes down to Patrick Mahomes and it comes down to Josh Allen. And for those two reasons alone, that's why I don't think it is going to be a blowout. I'd love it to be by 5:30. We're relaxed and it's 35-0, right? But it's not going to be that way. Josh Allen's too damn good of a quarterback. Patrick Mahomes is too damn good of a quarterback. And neither one wants to be embarrassed in this game. This is what they live for. This game right now, again, why they need each other, it gets the best out of both of them, guys. Right? How good is Patrick Mahomes going to be in this game because he knows he's going against Josh Allen? How good is Josh Allen going to be in this game because he knows he's going against Patrick Mahomes? You don't get like this when you're
taking on Kirk Cousins or Daniel Jones or Jackson Dart or even Jalen Hurts at this point in time, right? You get this way and you raise the level of your play and your game because of the guy that you're going against. And they've got this friendly rivalry that I think is a lot of fun, but it also brings out the best in both of them. And that's why I love this. And that's why I do think they need each other, because they both put on epic performances when they face off, whether it's in the playoffs or in the regular season. Every single game has a memorable moment, and you go back to it and you talk about it and you relive it and you think about it. But at the end of the day, the thing that's always the same is these quarterbacks never disappoint in this game. It's always a great show.
It's always one of those games that, you know, you wait all week to watch, and then you spend the week after going back to it and you're like, oh, by the way, but luckily for the Chiefs, they can throw it all out there this week.
Yeah.
Hit the bye, and then come back running even more when you got Denver and Indianapolis back on the other side, because you would think that a win tremendously boosts the odds for the Chiefs to be the one seed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, stay with me here, because you know that the Andy Reid record off the bye, it's always a pretty big number favoring
like
one side versus the other.
Or whatever the hell it is,
right?
Now. Yeah.
And then you think about that, and then the Colts come to town.
Mm-hmm.
So they got to come to Arrowhead. Daniel Jones has to come play this defense, and you would think that if you beat Buffalo, that takes care of one. Then if you could handle Denver after the bye, where you have an advantage with Andy Reid and coming off the bye in Denver, right, nonetheless, you got time to prepare for that game and see more tape on Bo Nix and that defense, which we'll see where Surtain. I don't think he'll be in that game, obviously.
What's that, 2 weeks, 3 weeks
from
now?
3 weeks from now, yeah. He's going to be on the IR. Got to be at least
well,
four.
Well, actually, it's 2 weeks from now, right? Because the bye's next week and then Denver's the following.
Right.
Week. Yeah.
So that's why I think this game is massive, but like, it's crazy to think that this is the first step of three in order to get to that one seed, whereas years before, whoever wins this game is in the driver's seat for the one seed.
Right.
Because, like you mentioned earlier, the Chiefs still have to beat Denver, and they got to beat the Chargers just to get to the division top.
Yeah.
They're not at the top of the division.
Buffalo's same
not
with Buffalo.
Top, and that's
yeah.
right. They're not at the top of their division. So where there might be pressure and where there might be, you know, different angles to look at this game, they're both in the same situation coincidentally, just like years past, but the situation is drastically
completely different. There's actual something on the line for this regular season game. And what I mean by that is, regular seasons past, we knew both of these teams were going to the playoffs. Oh, you didn't get the one seed, fine. Mm-hmm. You go on the road, not a big deal, as we see, right? This is not only to get the one seed potentially, and this may end up being the one seed game. Who knows when it's all said and done? But this is also a game of maintaining your spot in the division, not losing an AFC game, putting yourself in better playoff position. Like, I think this is the regular season game that has the most on it in the history of this Patrick Mahomes versus Josh Allen scenario, because there is a good chance, let's just say Buffalo loses this game, maybe they don't make the playoffs this year, right? Maybe they don't win the division this year. Maybe they do have that early exit in the postseason that we've been talking about, and maybe this ends up being that final swan song for Sean McDermott up there in Buffalo. So I think there's so much more riding on this game for the Buffalo Bills than there are for the Chiefs. I think for the Chiefs right now, you just want to keep doing what you've done over the last 4 weeks and show everybody it's our world and you're just kind of hanging out here. Because a 30-point win, again, you do 30-17, you do 37-20, you do 28-7 against Buffalo, now people are going to be talking.
Yeah, you can't deny it anymore. You can't live in this false reality that, oh, you know, but they actually aren't that good and they don't have this. No, this is the best Chiefs team that we've ever seen,
yeah,
both on and off paper. We've been talking about what the paper matchup is versus the Bills and the Chiefs. I'll say it again, this is the second time, in my opinion, out of the 10 times that these teams will have met, that the Chiefs actually win in the talent matchup.
Yeah.
And they win no matter what on the field. But now, the one time they kicked their ass, they won on the talent on paper. And now I think that's the same case this time. They've got better weapons. They've got maybe the offensive line you could call a wash. They've got a better quarterback. They've got a better coach. They've got a better secondary. They've got better linebackers. They're healthier. They've got more experience. They've got past precedent.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills have home field advantage?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We don't care about that.
But again, a lot of times, guys, it comes down to the most bizarre things, like that Josh Allen run. Like, that's the thing for me.
Yeah.
If I'm Andy Reid this week, and the week has already started, obviously, but I would have started this week with that play on video. Mm. I don't know how Andy starts his meetings. I would start all of mine with a video of a highlight package and stuff like that. But I would show that play of last year and go, that, right?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
There is why we lost this game. That's the only play. That's why we lost that game. That's the guy we got a key on and kind of get everybody fired up and, you know, figuring out what they need to do, because I do think Josh Allen is the key for Buffalo winning this football game.
Because Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes.
I'm a dude, man, and it's hard for me to remember anything.
That's right. Full circle, just like those apple cider donuts, baby. Uh-huh. Hey, go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It is simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay kind, stay safe. Stay open-eyed out there with the fog. Coming up next, it's Cody Golden Drew from 10 to 2. We'll talk to you tomorrow on a Red Friday. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.